never been in the playoff situation before personally, and as a club as well, it's been 10 long years since we've been in there, so everyone's really excited and looking forward to it.
I say it's the biggest game of your club career. You've played at the World Cup and at the Olympics in the past for New Zealand. Is it maybe the biggest of all, as daft as a question as that might sound?
I think it's probably going to be the most important, you know, because of the prize at the end of it. So like I say, we haven't done anything differently. You know, we've prepared the same as we prepared for every game this season. There's no point in changing what's made us successful so far, so we just cracked on this week and hopefully be prepared and ready to go.
And will that experience in the past with New Zealand at major tournaments help you, do you think?
I think so. Obviously playing in high pressure games can only benefit you in this sort of situation.
How do you deal with the pressure yourself? Is it something that bothers you? Will you be nervous on the day as you walk down the tunnel at 10 past 12?
I think any player would be lying if they said they don't get nervous for big games, but it's how you sort of channel that nervous energy into your performance. Some people it affects them negatively, but it's about turning that into a positive energy and working best for your performance.
How do you feel towards Norwich City when somebody says those two words to you? Be honest.
No, obviously it's a big rivalry.
Come on, really?
Hate's not the right word, but obviously there's a dislike towards them. Obviously, I've grown up in the area since I was 16. I've been in the area and seen what it means to the fans, and that does rub off on me, you know. But it's about not getting too carried away. But we owe them one, and it's going to be a massive game.
Have the fans been getting in touch with you over the past couple of weeks, the last week, building up to this game?
Yeah, there's obviously been a lot of people on social media saying, "Come on, we need to." Well, I can't really repeat some of the things that people say to me, but I think you get the gist of it about doing the budgies. But like I say, massive game and a massive opportunity for us all to make it to that promised land.
There wasn't a big gulf between the two sides over the course of the two games, albeit you lost the two matches this season.
No, there wasn't. I think you look at, they got goals at vital times and we've perhaps missed chances and maybe luck hasn't gone our way. I can remember in the away game, I think it was Freddie had a shot, deflected, hit the post. If that goes in, it's a different ball game. Sometimes it's just that little bit of luck that you need. But no, like you say, there wasn't a massive gulf in class between the two teams, so there's no reason why we can't beat them.
Do you feel you need something from Saturday to take to Carrow Road a week later?
I don't think it's a vital ingredient, but obviously at home you want to take as much advantage as you can going into the second leg.
And playing in that kind of atmosphere, something you relish?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, it'll be a full house. We don't get many of them, and it'll be a great atmosphere around the place. The fans will be buzzing for it, and I'm sure that will rub off on us.